Let the healing begin. I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium, digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school. My inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer. Voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, or under the radar. A high concept, low profile, medium range, ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A top gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties, I tell power lies, I take power naps, I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial. I got a personal trainer, a personal shopper, a personal assistant, and a personal agenda. You can't shut me up, you can't dumb me down, because I'm tireless and I'm wireless. I'm an alpha male on beta blockers. I'm a non-believer, I'm an overachiever, laid back and fashion forward. Up front, down home, low rent, high maintenance. I'm supersized, long-lasting, high-definition, fast-acting, oven-ready, and built to last. A hands-on, foot-loose, knee-jerk head case, prematurely post-traumatic, and I have a love child who sends me hate mail. But I'm feeling, I'm caring, I'm healing, I'm sharing. A supportive, bonding, nurturing primary caregiver. My output is down, but my income is up. I take a short position on the long bond, and my revenue stream has its own cash flow. I read junk mail, I eat junk food, I buy junk bonds, I watch trash sports. I'm gender-specific, capital-intensive, user-friendly, and lactose-intolerant. I like rough sex. I like tough love. I use the F word in my email, and the software on my hard drive is hardcore, no soft porn. I bought a microwave at a mini mall. I bought a minivan at a megastore. I eat fast food in the slow lane. I'm toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and I come in all sizes. A fully equipped, factory-authorized, hospital-tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated medical miracle. I've been pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, and vacuum-packed, and I have an unlimited broadband capacity. I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow, I go with the flow, I ride with the tide, I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough. Over and out. We'll be right back. outsider by choice, but not truly. It's the unpleasantness of the system that keeps me out. I'd rather be in a good system. That's where my discontent comes from, being forced to choose to stay outside. My advice? Just keep moving straight ahead. Every now and then you find yourself in a different place. Ones who control your life. We make the decisions that affect all of us. Hello, we're the ones who control your life. Out of the sky. I find it discouraging and a bit depressing when I notice the unequal treatment afforded by the media to UFO believers on the one hand, and on the other, to those who believe in an invisible supreme being who inhabits the sky. Especially as the latter belief applies to the whole Jesus Messiah Son of God fable. You may have noticed that in the media, UFO believers are usually referred to as buffs, a term used to diminish and marginalize by relegating them to the ranks of hobbyists and mere enthusiasts. They're made to seem like kooks and quaint dingbats who have the nerve to believe that in an observable universe of trillions upon trillions of stars, and most likely many hundreds of billions of potentially inhabitable planets, some of those planets may have produced life forms capable of doing things that we can't do. What nerve. To my way of thinking, there is every bit as much evidence for the existence of UFOs as there is for the existence of God. Probably far more. At least in the case of UFOs, there have been countless taped and filmed, and by the way, unexplained, sightings from all over the world, along with documented radar evidence seen by experienced military and civilian radar operators. This does not even begin to include the widespread testimony of not only highly trained, experienced military and civilian pilots who are selected for their jobs in part for their above-average eyesight and mental stability, but also of equally well-trained, experienced law enforcement officers. Such pilots and law enforcement people are known to be serious, sober individuals who would have a lot to lose were they to be associated with anything resembling kooky, outlandish beliefs. Nonetheless, they have taken the risk of revealing their experiences because they are convinced they have seen something objectively real that they consider important. All of these accounts are ignored by the media. Granted, the world of UFO belief has its share of kooks, nuts, and fringe people. But have you ever listened to some of these religious, true believers? Have you ever heard of any extreme, bizarre behavior and outlandish claims associated with religious zealots? Could any of them be considered kooks, nuts, or dingbats? A fair person would have to say yes. But the marginal people in these two groups don't matter in this argument. What matters is the prejudice and superstition built into the media coverage of the two sets of beliefs. One is treated reverently and accepted as received truth. The other is treated laughingly and dismissed out of hand. Are you one of those submissive people who show up, punch in, put out, pitch in, punch out, clean up, head home, throw up, turn in, sack out, and shut up? That's what we need. People we can keep in line. We just might have a place for you. Consolidated International. People making things so people have things to do things to other people with. I hope all of you good, loyal Americans understand that in the long run, the Islamist extremists are going to win because you can't beat numbers and you can't beat fanaticism, the willingness to die for an idea. A country like ours, preoccupied with jet skis, off-road vehicles, snowboards, jacuzzis, microwave ovens, pornography, lap dances, massage parlors, escort services, panty liners, penis enhancement, tummy tucks, thongs, and odor eaters, doesn't have a prayer, not even a good old-fashioned Christian prayer, against a billion fanatics who hate that country, detest its materialism, and have nothing really to lose. Maybe 50 years ago, but not today, when germs and chemicals and nuclear materials are for sale everywhere. People who don't give a shit and have nothing to lose will always prevail over people who are fighting for some vague sentiment scrawled on a piece of parchment. Folks, they're gonna get you, and it ain't gonna be pleasant. We can't drop a 5,000-pound bomb on every one of them. They will either run all over us, or in trying, they will turn us into even bigger monsters than we already are. And don't get all excited about this goofy idea of the spread of democracy. No matter who the United States puts in charge to bring peace and order in Iraq or Palestine or anywhere else, those people will be killed. It's that simple. Anyone who supports the United States will be killed. Peace and order will not be tolerated. Start saving your cash for the black market, folks. You gotta need it.
I get weary of this zero tolerance bullshit. It's annoying. Zero tolerance. To begin with, it's a fascist concept. It's what Hitler and Stalin practiced. It allows for no exceptions or compassion of any kind. All is black and white, no gradation. But even more important, it doesn't solve anything. The use of such a slogan simply allows whichever company, school, or municipality is using it to claim they're doing something about a problem, when in fact, nothing is being done at all, and the problem is being ignored. It's a cosmetic non-solution designed to impress simpletons. Whenever you hear the phrase zero tolerance, remember, someone is bullshitting you. I hope you appreciate the extra effort. Thank you.
anybody home? Well, you don't know me, but I know you, and I'm proud of you.
Okay. Have a profound dusk. I like it. I feel it shows a certain respect for the other fellow's depth of soul. Or, this is a particular favorite of mine, have a challenging twilight. I enjoy giving the other person something to struggle with, just as happy hour is getting underway. By the way, I have a playful side as well. If my friend is a Scottish person, I may say, have a bonny gloaming, but not too often. I don't like to show off my command of foreign languages. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this little explanation of my new system, but more important, I hope you'll put it to work in your daily lives. And so now, dear listener, as we prepare to take our leave, you may be tempted to think I'll be hard-pressed to offer a parting wish that hasn't already been suggested. Don't underestimate me. You see, I'm not limited to the short form. Occasionally, in an expansive mood, I get carried away. My rhetoric becomes ornate. And so, as we part, let me state that I hope you have a memorable tomorrow, including, but not limited to, the promising golden hours of morning, the full rich bloom of afternoon, and of course the quiet, gentle hours of evening, when time, pausing for an instant and breathing a small sigh, rushes forward to greet the newly forming day. I hope you appreciate the extra effort